On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hey, it is that time of the year. Everybody's getting excited about the 4th of July holiday. I bet you've already tuned up the grill once or twice in preparation. It's time for our checkoff chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and our partners with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. We have so much fun working with the Wisconsin Beef Council and telling the story of how checkoff dollars are being spent. Angie Horkin is along with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council staff. First, let's go back to June and the fun that we had. Thanks again for including Jenna Lee and I in on the burger tour around Madison. Again, as usual, came away full as ticks, smiles on our faces, great chefs, great recipes we got a chance to enjoy. And now I guess we're kind of doing a little bit of a wrap-up. You touched base with the folks from the Isthmus on some of the final numbers from Madison Burger Week.
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a great week. Results are coming in. The 30 participating restaurants, you know, really step up to the plate with this promotion because they donate a dollar for every feature burger sold during the week. As of today, 8 of the 30 restaurants have cut their check and paid the River Food Pantry $1,169. So that's averaging 150 feature burgers per restaurant for those 8. So we've got 22 more to come in and pay their money. So we're looking at probably about $5,000 for the River Food Pantry again with this really nice Dane County burger promotion.
Of the 8 that have already submitted their money, do we have a number 1 spot, number 2 spot, anything like that? Any final verdict on the burgers?
I don't for the money sold, but for the voting. Now, don't forget, everybody that went out to eat could go to madburgerweek.com and vote. 1,009 people voted. So compared to last year, the inaugural year, we had 200 more people vote. So we're probably looking at more people knew about it, heard about it, heard us talking about it and eating, and went out and voted. And the winner this year, we did not visit the winner this year, but we didn't make it there. But it was the graduate Madison, so downtown Langdon Street, Camp Triple Indy, up at the graduate Madison. It's a 7-story restaurant downtown, and their burger was a back-to-school burger. So fits right in down their UW campus. Dry-aged beef, a butter burger with charred ramp ranch, shoestring onions, smoked marrow butter, and American cheese.
Wow. Okay, for the list next year, we try that 7th floor restaurant, see what they got to offer.
I've already added them to our list for next year.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, we don't make fun of the fact that that was an enjoyable experience, but it's a lot of work for the Wisconsin Beef Council staff. And remember, we're looking forward to announcing who the new executive director is for Wisconsin Beef Council, hopefully by the end of July. You know, one thing, Angie, this is that time of the year where you guys are bird-dogging it everywhere, from retail promotions to your presence on radio, television, social media, a lot of things going on. 4th of July is considered one of those primo days for grilling. And even though this year it falls in the middle of the week, you've got some suggestions for folks if they're watching their budget, still want to be enjoying that grilling experience.
Exactly. Beeftips.com is the place to go. That's our website. And we've got it all beefed up for the summer. We've got all the grilling tips there. We've got a grilling 101 page. We've got videos. We got 3-step infographics. If you're a visual kind of person, how to grill frozen steaks. What's better than that, right? How to indirect grill. And of course, just your regular grilling tips. So meat thermometer tips are all on there too. And like you said, economical steak cuts. So if you're watching your budget, the American Farm Bureau Federation just came out with their market basket and retail prices are below last year. So if you are looking to grill out hot dogs and cheeseburgers, you're going to spend less money this year. And if you live near a Festival Foods, a great Wisconsin retail chain, head there and download the Ibotta app and save a dollar on fresh ground beef. So you can fill ground round, ground sirloin. You can save a dollar, like an instant rebate through that Ibotta app, running now all this summer. So that's a great way to save money. Steaks for the grill, you know, that are economical. We've got recipes for beef chuck steaks, that chuck eye steak, which is kind of the butcher's cut. If you don't see it in your supermarket, ask your meat department guys. They should be your friends. You should know one of their names and say, hey, can I get some chuck eye steaks because I got a recipe for them. Petite sirloin steaks are great on the grill. Top round steaks. Iron Round steaks, the leanest cut you can buy. Now, these steaks that we're talking about that cost a little less per pound are not grill ready. So go to the website, beeftips.com, and find a recipe for them. And it's going to tell you how to marinate it probably overnight. So you plan a little bit ahead. So, you know, Monday night, make your shopping list. Tuesday night, you do your marinade. And Wednesday for 4th of July, you can grill these cuts. And then you'll still have a great, super tender beef eating experience.
And that is one thing that I don't think people... obviously, time is precious, but boy, if you really want to save some money, and I've been pricing out some of those alternative cuts, and it's not just for the grill, because if you marinate them, you may be able to use them, stir fry or do something else. You really unlock a whole different category of beef cuts if you just slow down and think and give yourself a little extra time.
Exactly. Yep. Plan ahead. You do, because they need a little bit of extra TLC, but that's okay, because you're going to have a little extra cash in your pocketbook when you're done shopping. So super delicious homemade barbecue sauces, homemade marinades, you know, caramelized onion relishes to go with, pestos, vodka tomato sauce to go with our top round steaks. Can't beat that, especially on the 4th of July.
And like we said, beeftips.com is the website. Or if you go to Facebook, look for Wisconsin Beef Council. And they've, again, got a wealth of different information that's there. And all of it heart healthy. And for you folks that are worried about your diet, never before have we gotten more endorsements from the health industry on those lean cuts of beef.
Exactly. We've got a whole recipe collection with American Heart Association certified lean recipes. So these are lean checkoff recipes that developed with the American Heart Association. So, you know, you can't go wrong with those if you're counting your calories and your fat grams.
Angie Horkins in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. And because we're now into July, county fair season, I also want to give a shout out to our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Those good folks are going to be out at a lot of our local county fairs, helping to work with those youth, maybe buyers in the livestock auction, or definitely working with the families when those animals are ready to be sold or be marketed. So again, really want to give a shout out to our partners with the Checkoff Chats. That's the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Like Angie said, get ready for the 4th of July today. Make that shopping list. Tomorrow you can marinate some of those less expensive cuts. Wednesday, you're going to have a big smile on your face, not only because of the money you save, but the great food that you're enjoying. Ibotta app is what you want to download if you're going to Festival Foods to save that buck as well. It's all courtesy of your Beef Checkoff dollars. BeefTips.com or on Facebook, Wisconsin Beef Council. We love it. Angie Horkin in studio. And that, my friends, is your Monday before the 4th of July Checkoff Chat.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.